Well, I'm not going to prolong the time. Glory to God. If you would be so kind, open your Bibles to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24. Luke Gospel, chapter 24. King James. Verse 3. And they entered into the inner inn and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid, bowed down their faces to the earth. They said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He's not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. Hallelujah. What day?
Third day.
And get up again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This morning, we're going to talk about a new race, a new kind of man, becoming because of resurrection have taken place. A new race, a new kind of man. Why? Because a resurrection has taken place. There have been much talked about. Some have tried to copy. Some have even persuaded others to follow them as they are or were somebody's God. You have Buddhists.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You have what we call Hare Krishna. You have Muhammad. They are supposed to be some God that can give you life. But all of those, if you check the record, if you be wise enough and smart enough, just check the record of them. They died just like Jesus died. But they still did. Still dead. Giving you promises they cannot keep. Trying to tell you how to live, but they can't sustain what they tell you. Huh? But here's a man born of a virgin, the only one. No man had anything to do with his conception. Am I in the house? And she and Mary is the only one had search and experience. But promised by God many, many years ago. And he did find a man that he could talk to and make a covenant with. Isn't that good? But he promised many, many years ago that one would come through the birth canal. But no man on earth would be his father. God said, I myself will be his father. And he will be called at his coming into the earth. Listen to what I'm saying now. He will be called at his coming into the earth, the only begotten Son of God. But after his resurrection, it changes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he was called the first begotten from the dead. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so, in this text, we find that Jesus, who often called the Son of David,
yeah.
Jesus, the Son of God,
yeah.
had walked on this earth and he had carried out the works of his Father God. Where he went about doing good. Amen. And healing all that was sick. He raised the dead. He set the captive free. He opened the eyes of the blind. He unstopped the ears that couldn't hear. Amen. But here he is. Finding himself on a cross, been crucified for something he was not guilty of. Am I right? But yet, he knew exactly what he was doing. Listen to some of the words. Just before his crucifixion, they was having his trial. They accused him of many things that they accused him of blaspheming. He said he's the Son of God. But all you could find from his track record or his record that he went about doing good. They couldn't find one thing that he did bad, but yet they wanted to crucify him because he said he was the Son of God.